Yeah, please tell me who I am. We're at another impasse today. This is Deanne and Deanne Burley Show, because what is going on in this country? Crazy mayhem, colleges, shootings, and who knows what, every day, every single day. No peace, no peace, nowhere on this planet. But I wanted to say something. This is Deanne Burley Show, late night on RBN, and you can join me Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are also simulcasting our broadcast now with a wonderful broadcast out of Buenos Aires, and I welcome those folks as listeners. And we're going to be doing a lot here. We're expanding the broadcast in Rural's Hal Talk, by the way. There's room for listeners, and I'm going to say hi to my buddies there. We're doing a lot here to try to get the word out, the truth. Also, before I start the broadcast, I want to say, Randy Gwen, I got your letter dated March 11th, and I will give you my address, which is 450 Rogers Street, 450 Rogers Street, and I'm in Downers Grove, Illinois, Downers Grove, Grove, Illinois, IL, and the zip code is 60515, 60515. I also will send you a letter back. I did get your letter, just letting you know. And I thank all my listeners. I have a lot of people there that are sending me information and facts. And I think I just thank you all for doing that and being supportive of this show. This is a family, and we're trying to make this clear that we're indicating the facts and the truth and evidence out of all these nightmares that are before us. We are. I'm going to bring up my co-host now, John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Hi, Dan, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Had a beautiful day today, almost 70 degrees.
Beautiful. No, and the thing was, out here, it was the same, around 70 and sunshiny, and this was like a great relief. I wonder how long we're going to have weather like this, John.
Well, basically, well, 3 days ago, we had 10 to 20 inches of snow in our area, and, you know, 2 days before that, it was like 60 degrees, and so we may have, it's hard to say, and I see the chemtrails were going crazy today. They had them all over the place. Yesterday was the first day that I didn't see any chemtrails in a long time.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because there's people out here with some very severe hacking cough. And if you listen to my shows recently, you'll notice I've stopped the broadcast with these coughs. And I think there's something coming down out of those clouds. We're going to be back, and we're going to go to our special guest, Alfred Weber, when we return. Callers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze without a huge part of new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it.
No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school. Working at home, doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I'm all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. To know facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back, and I'm live here on RBN, and it's Late Night with Deanne. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And if you want to reach me directly, you can call me at 630-812-0111, 630-812-0171, or email me at DANNE.BURLEY@gmail.com. Now, folks, I want to just kind of go over some things historical, and just wanted you to just sit back and just kind of ponder on this. Why did we go in Iraq? How did we end up in Iraq? In the World Trade Center issue, it was centered around bin Laden, and bin Laden was supposed to be the lone gunman, let's say, one that decided to create a venue of terror and take down trade centers in order to terrorize the United States. Now, how did they get into Iraq? And while we were in Iraq, it was supposed to be a temporary thing. We didn't have any money to go in Iraq, really. But then we ended up in Iraq for how long? And then these troops, the men that have been over there, they've been serving this war with no rotation, begging for food and different water and stuff like that. And was it because of overstated invoices that the military was paying out to Halliburton? But we were in Iraq, and why were we in Iraq? Why did we depose the leader? Was it because they were supposed to have some type of weapons of mass destruction that we never found? And then that leader ended up being executed. War crimes. And then there has been countless numbers of things that have been abused of within this administration, current White House. The disintegration of the judicial system. One, that is a major thing. The judicial system has been totally disintegrated to the point that if you go to file a lawsuit, you know, it's almost a futile matter because of the fact of the corruption that was seeding within. Then you have the situation of the people here realizing now that September 11th wasn't a situation of conspiracy from Islamic extremists. It seemed as though it was in-house. It was an inside job, people are saying. Now, Now, there have been noted amounts of lawsuits filed and grievances of different people, but nothing seems to be done because the amount of corruption has no base of correction here, because there is no one that can go against this monstrosity. Now, why this happened, we don't know how it got to this point, but the responsibility actually lies in the hands of those of us that are Americans, because we're the ones that are allowing these public service to go haywire. Now, while we're going through all this, currently, my friend Kylie has come to this broadcast, Alfred Weber, from ISIS, Collaboration from Outer Space, and he's the father of exopolitics. He went to Europe. He went overseas, and he has been a part of a tribunal against this White House. He was sitting on this tribunal, People's Tribunal, as a judge, judging the actions of the United States in regards to action in Iraq, the countless other numbers of things that equate to large numbers of war crimes. So I'm going to bring my friend here up. Alfred, are you there, Alfred?
Yes, I am, Dan, and I'm very happy to be here tonight.
I thank you, and I'm honored that you have had time for coming on my broadcast. Alfred, can you tell the listeners what you've been involved in recently?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, we were invited to go in February, in February of 2007, to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, by the Perdana Global Peace Organization, to participate in and speak at an international conference that was entitled "Expose War Crimes, Criminalize War." It was a war crimes conference that was organized by the Perdana Global Peace Organization, whose president is the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad. And at that conference, there were 5,000 people at that conference, and there were speakers from many different parts of the world. A number of the speakers were actual war crimes victims from Iraq, from Palestine, from Lebanon, and from other places. There were victims from the atomic bomb from Hiroshima. And then there were speakers from various other parts of the world, experts on war crimes. I was there, and I spoke on international law and war crimes. And speakers spoke for 2 out of the 3 days of the conference. And on the third day, there was formed both a Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission and a Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal. And I must say that I've had the honor of being appointed. The members of the War Crimes Commission, the commission is supposed to act almost like the prosecutor of the war crimes. And they are composed of the chairperson of the Kuala Lumpur Crimes Commission is Dr. Mahathir. Both Dr. Mahathir and his wife, Tung Dr. Siti, are physicians, and they understand, what war crimes can do. And the other six or seven members are, they're like the former president of the Bar Association of Malaysia, distinguished law professors and judges. And then there was created so that there would be an independence, a war crimes tribunal. Now, there are 7 members so far on the war crimes tribunal, and these are composed of high-ranking, former, retired Court of Appeals and federal court judges from Malaysia, a distinguished law professor from the University of Chicago, Francis Boyle, in the United States. And I had the privilege of being also named as a judge to the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal. Now, I say that I'm not appearing tonight in any capacity whatsoever of the Kuala Lumpur Crimes Tribunal or the Perdana Peace Organization. I'm here as a private citizen, so my views do not reflect at all those of the tribunal or of the organization. But the War Crimes Tribunal is envisioned as the first permanent citizens' war crimes tribunal. And the reason for that can be seen very simply in the fact that the International Criminal Court, which was to which 104 countries have signed the Rome Statute setting it up, and it was supposed to deal with war crimes, and to date there have been over 240 serious complaints for war crimes in Iraq brought to the International Criminal Court, and the International Criminal Court has done nothing with them. They have done nothing at all with them, and Iraq is the scene of the most egregious war crimes being committed on this planet. So there's a need for a venue where citizens on this planet, because the war crimes are being committed against citizens. It's almost as though armies don't exist to fight against each other. They only exist to commit war crimes and to depopulate the citizen population. And that, in fact, appears to be a deliberate strategy. So this citizen tribunal is envisioned as the first permanent citizens tribunal. And, in fact, there's talk in Kuala Lumpur, as has been the case in Brazil, where they created Brasilia, and in Australia, where they created Canberra. These are capitals which are created as brand new cities. In Malaysia, they created a brand new city when Tun Dr. Mahathir was the prime minister, called Putrajaya, and it's a beautiful city outside of Kuala Lumpur. We've been there, and it's just a magnificent city. And so the old federal court building in Kuala Lumpur, which is the capital, which is a very prosperous city, is now vacant. And that might, in fact, be the permanent seat of the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes.
Well, I have to stop you here, Alfred. We're going to break, and we're here with Alfred Weber, and we're talking about the issue of war crimes when we continue with John Alastasis, also my co-host. We'll be right back. Call us 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Cord Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit corddocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Your insurance agent, and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Clean products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, this was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne, RBN, and we're with our special guest, Alfred Weber, and we're talking about the Citizens Tribunal with him and my co-host, John Alisafis. Now, Alfred, now this tribunal, how do you end up becoming a participant in, as a judge?
Well, you know, we were asked to present a speech there on international law and war crimes. My background is as an international lawyer, and I have taught law in the economics department at Yale University, and I've taught law, constitutional law, at the University of Texas in the government department. And oddly enough, I also have sat as a judge at the World Moot Court. You know, when they have students, law students that are practicing, there's a World Moot Court competition, and I actually sat as a judge on the World Moot Court. Well, the organizers had heard of my work in all of this area, and I was recommended as a speaker. And then I was asked to go early, and I went there early and presented my speech sometime earlier to the organizers, and they looked at my qualifications, and because of my qualifications as a having taught law and become my judgment, and because of my values, which are progressive values, I suppose, I was asked to become a judge on the Citizens War Crime Tribunal, and I felt very honored, and so I accepted. And it this means an unconditional commitment before the law. And so on the third day, which was the 7th of February, that third day was given over to the first day of the proceedings before the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission. And we had a prosecuting attorney there, Matthias Chang, who was the prosecuting attorney and the legal team to present the initial case for show cause before the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission. And he brought witnesses, and including the people who were at this conference, included the gentleman who was the people who were tortured at the Abu Ghraib prison, including the man who was behind the mask. He's in that very famous photograph with his arms outstretched. he was one of the witnesses, and we heard the War Crimes Commission heard testimony. There were nine charges of war crimes brought against U.S. President George W. Bush, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Australian Prime Minister John Howard, and others for the sufferings of the people in Iraq, Lebanon, and Palestine. And the charges against the U.S. and its allies were presented by legal counsel on behalf of the war crimes victims, Matthias Chang, before the five members of the War Crimes Commission and Dr. Mahathir. Chang said that Blair, Howard, and Bush, through a deliberate plan of deception, falsehood, forgery, and outright lies, misled their respective Congress and Parliament to wage war against Iraq, which was, quote, a crime against peace. Now, a crime against peace is a fundamental crime that the Nuremberg Principles and the Nuremberg Tribunal defined in the Nuremberg trials. Crime against peace, and that has gone through the Hague Conventions and the Geneva Conventions, and also now is codified in the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, and it's called a war of aggression. And that's the fundamental crime, the fundamental war crime is to wage war. And so the whole purpose of the Kuala Lumpur initiative to criminalize war, which Dr. Mahathir started in 2005 along with the Pradhana Global Peace Organization, those of you who would like to go to it, it's on the Internet. It's at www.perdana, that's P-E-R-D-A-N-A, the numeral 4, and then the word peace, P-E-A-C-E, .org. That's perdanaforpeace.org. They started with a conference in 2005, and the objective was to criminalize war, to make war a crime. I mean, you can't go on the street. You were talking to Ann, pick up a pistol and murder 33 people or one person. It's a crime.
Uh-huh.
But you can't go and pick up an army and go into country and murder a million people, which is what the Lancet British Military Medical Journal has demonstrated in its latest issue. The United States has killed a million Iraqi civilians.
We'll be back with Alfred after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. By the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked in this, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I have a success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. Of earning money while we're seeing this winter.
What was that website again?
Earn money at
earnmoneyathome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. earnmoneyathome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
earnmoneyathome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbesting.org and click our web banner for the address.
RBN. We're here with my special guest, Alfred Weber, and we're talking about the Citizen Tribunal, a very important issue of what is going on, the citizens of Iraq, terrorism. Was it that they were terrorized? Were we the good guys, or what are we turning into here? And why are we still in Iraq? And I'm going to ask Alfred a very important question here. And Alfred, in the Citizens Tribunal, the tribunal is still going on, correct, as we speak, or is it over with?
No, it's the process has just barely started. What occurred on that first day, which was February 7th, 2007, was just the preliminary witnesses, which were primarily direct witnesses who had been tortured or who had suffered from war crimes directly in Iraq, in Palestine, in Lebanon, and also experts on depleted uranium weapons to give testimony before the War Crimes Commission so that there could be show cause such that an indictment would issue so that the legal process could start. So we're at the beginning. It's as though the War Crimes Commission was on the first day of a grand jury taking testimony. So we're just at the beginning of the process.
Now, what coverage did the United States provide? Was there any one from the United States media there to take on information of this going on?
Well, the tribunal itself was widely covered in the world news. It was covered by the BBC. In fact, the BBC even got a statement from 10 Downing Street, and it was covered by Reuters. It was covered by all of the major media. The United States Embassy gave a no comment, and that's all that they gave. So I suppose that they're taking the position that on the advice of their counsel, they're almost taking the Fifth Amendment at this point, where they don't want, they're getting set for a for a long trial as one of the three principal defendants here. There were nine charges. Now, if we go into the second charge, they were charged for embarking on a systematic, this is Blair, Bush, and Howard, and when we say just Blair, Bush, and Howard, we mean the other members of their administration, because under the Nuremberg principles, everybody on down the line, I mean, the fact that you had superior orders does not excuse you when you're committing a war crime. You are never, never, never justified to commit a war crime. It does not matter. And war crimes are extensively defined in the Rome Statute. The basic classifications of war crimes are what they call genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes which are violations of the rules of war, and aggressive war, and the four major categories. Each of those categories is extensively defined. And all military people get training on what they are. And never, 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 never is an excuse. And, you know, I have seen testimony on the internet of soldiers who are ordered to go in Iraq and to shoot women and children in their houses, women holding their children. And these are GIs who are returning on the internet, you know, who are returning to the United States, and they're so disgusted that they join soldiers against the GIs against the war. And, Diane, I must tell you that I went up on the internet, and I watched one of these statements on YouTube just a week and a half ago, and I described that on the air. And do you know that the next day that YouTube was off the air, it was of a young U.S. Ranger describing how he would go in and shoot defenseless women and children. And he said, I wasn't trained for this. I was trained to shoot soldiers to have war with other military people, not to go in and to shoot defenseless women and children. It's just like the Phoenix program in Vietnam. You're depopulating. How is it that 1 million Iraqi civilians have been genocided, and they don't even say that in the United States? And that has been documented in the Lancet, British medical journal. It's because the United States is engaging in genocide. It's engaging in the most heinous of war crimes, and it is not taking responsibility. Well, that is what the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal is here to impose, that finally the responsibility of law, which is impersonal, has begun to come. Let me read the third charge against President George W. Bush, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Australian Prime Minister John Howard. The third charge against them was for ordering the destruction of vital facilities essential to civilian lives in Iraq, Lebanon, and Palestine, while the fourth charge was for the bombing of schools, hospitals, mosques, churches, residential areas, and historical sites, and conveniently labeling the destruction as, quote, collateral damage. This is a violation of the rules of war. It constitutes crimes against humanity, and it also constitutes genocide. So, and it is in the overall context of an aggressive war, of crimes against peace. So, the United States, under the leadership of George W. Bush, the United Kingdom, under the leadership of Tony Blair, Australia, under the leadership of Prime Minister John Howard, is engaged in major war crimes.
Now, the thing is, this war crime we're talking about should have been heard, should have been tried in the beginning, as you said, by the International Court of Justice, but nothing. Here in the United States, we've had countless numbers of attempts, let's say, for impeachment. Now, what did you feel, this countless numbers of attempts of impeachment here in the United States, do you think the impeachment issue will do anything?
Well, you know, I mean, I believe that the body politic of the United States has to keep on trying to expel the cancer which is within it. And for example, there's the report to today, and I'm reading from a CNN report, the Vermont Senate calls for the impeachment of George W. Bush. And what happened is that the Vermont Senate voted 16-9 for a measure calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush. That resolution questions the constitutionality of Bush's actions in Iraq, in the U.S. And in March of 2007, 40 towns in Vermont had supported a measure calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush. Now, all six Republicans in the chamber and three Democrats voted against the measure, but 16 of the Democratic senators voted for it. State resolutions in the state of Wisconsin and state of Washington are now being brought forth. And the resolution states that George W. Bush's and Richard Cheney's actions in the United States and abroad, including in Iraq, quote, raise serious questions of constitutionality, statutory legality, and abuse of public trust. All of those are objective criteria for impeachment and involve high crimes and misdemeanors. If the president and the vice president and the administration are moving forward in a war, which is de facto a crime against peace and a war of aggression, and in which serious war crimes and crimes against humanity are being systematically committed with the full knowledge and authorization of the commander-in-chief, of the president and the vice president and the administration, that constitutes sufficient high crimes and misdemeanors for the immediate impeachment of the president. In that sense, the more that the United States body politic can attempt to get itself out of the mire of the hydra-headed octopus, to mix metaphors, not to insult octopuses, of influence in which the United States is caught now as by an international war crimes racketeering organization, the better.
Well, John, do you have any questions for Alfred here?
Well, it's my understanding the Tokyo Accord already found President Bush and Mr. Blair guilty of crimes against humanity. And, you know, we're following the UN procedures. You know, that's why we got NAFTA and we got all these things that we have voted in as a nation are being impinged upon us as a force arm of the UN. And so here we have the Toyota Accord found them guilty. I mean, I don't know what's holding up the gallows, to be honest with you.
Right, right. I think what you may be referring to, John, and correct me if I'm mistaken, is the Tokyo Tribunal for War Crimes in Afghanistan. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, that was chaired by Judge Nath Bhagwat of India, and Judge Bhagwat was one of the expert witnesses before this tribunal on the third day. She gave testimony to the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission. The tribunal in Tokyo was a citizens' tribunal like this one. It sat over the period of a year. Japanese citizens there, just in their own towns and townships, raised $2 million to fund it. And they brought in 60 expert witnesses and did five different field trips to Afghanistan. And what found is that the U.S. use of depleted uranium weapons there constituted war crimes, and along with other crimes against humanity and war crimes, committed by the United States in Afghanistan in its invasion and attack upon Afghanistan after the false flag operation of September 11th, 2001. So they concluded at that point, of course, citizens' tribunals, this is where it gets very, very tricky, don't have enforcement power of their own. But what they can do, if they have enough influence and breadth, is that there are certain provisions under the International Criminal Court statute whereby 104 nations who have signed the International Criminal Court statute, each of their national courts, when you sign the International Criminal Court statute, you have to pass enabling legislation that enables your national courts to prosecute war crimes anywhere in the world. And so that's why you find that national courts in Germany and in Spain and in Argentina and in Chile and in some cases in the UK, when they prosecuted the late General Pinochet for war crimes, are prosecuting war crimes. And so one way that a citizen's court can get their judgments enforced is to bring their judgments to national courts, like the courts of Germany or Spain or Chile, and say, here's a valid judgment, here's the transcript of the trial, here's all the evidence, we want you to enforce this, and we want you to go and arrest this person and bring this person to justice. In that sense, so that now the new development is that we have a former head of state, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, he was Prime Minister for 25 years, and he has put a tremendous amount of his goodwill behind this, such that he's very well respected in the Islamic world. And the Islamic world numbers over 1 billion people. He is respected, as a folk hero and as a spiritual leader in the Islamic world.
Okay, we'll be right back. We've got another break. We'll have to hold you up there, Alfred.
People of the Islamic world.
We'll be right back. We got one more break, Alfred.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions, chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Join me during the week, Monday through Friday, on truthradio.com from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to call in and have questions for Alfred Weber, the call-in number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're coming up to the last few minutes of first hour this broadcast. And again, folks, you're hearing it directly from Albert. You're hearing it all over, really. There is a huge issue here in the United States of us being in denial for what is going on in the Middle East in regards to this Iraq and war. There is right now calls through our Congress and Senate to eliminate funding currently for the military men and women overseas to try to bring them back home. And I wanted to ask Alfred on that, what he feels at this situation of eliminating the funding. Would that help cut the United States from being in the Middle East, do you think, or you think there's something else behind that?
Well, I'm not quite sure of the direction of your question, Dan, but I mean, right now, the United States and its body politic is engaged in the most serious of war crimes imaginable. It's not only at the level of genocide, but it's at the level of as the Tokyo Tribunal for War Crimes in Afghanistan found, they coined new terms, ecocide and omnicide. And let me read the fifth charge against President George W. Bush, Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Australian Prime Minister John Howard. They were charged, this is the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Commission, and this is Attorney Matthias Chang. By the way, I should mention that Matthias Chang is a very distinguished author, and his books are quite interesting. One of his books is entitled "Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill: Out of the Open, Mind Control Programs, Operations of the Mossad, CIA, MI6, etc." This is by Matthias Chang, and this is in Thinker's Library. So we're dealing with people who have really thought of these issues, as well as being a you know, quite in the ings of court in the UK as a barrister. So that the fifth charge is with allowing the use of weapons of mass destruction that have inflicted indiscriminate death and suffering against civilian targets such as cluster bombs, napalm bombs, phosphorus bombs, and depleted uranium ammunition.
Well, we're going to stop you here, Alfred, because we're going to the end of the first hour, and we're going to be starting again in the second hour covering this. Folks, this is a very important program. Please think about what you're hearing here, and we'll be right back with Alfred Weber at the beginning of the second hour.
With recent